So the band that's playing in the background here at NADA?
Yeah.
For a moment there,
New Orleans band?
I thought I was in New Orleans again. Like, it's all like, we're in the last day of NADA, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, I had to question myself, like, am I in Vegas? Am I?
It all just blends together.
And then I realized I was in Las Vegas.
Right.
You're in Las Vegas, right? It's the last day for you too, Drake.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on, Drake?
Yeah, Barrison.
Barrison.
Am I saying that right?
No.
What is it?
It's Barrison.
Barrison.
Barrison, yeah.
But it looks...
It's a long Danish name.
Is it Danish? I was
going
to ask you.
Yeah.
It's Danish.
Yeah.
Danish. That's the one language I have a really hard problem with.
Yeah.
Is that even a language? Danish?
I guess so.
What is it called?
Danish.
Can you tell how worn out we are, fried egg brains? I've got you on the show from Turnkey Marketing, CEO, Turnkey Marketing. Got a great team. I've got you here because I want to talk Google with you, right?
Okay.
I have not talked search. I've not talked Google. I know that you... that Turnkey Marketing was used in a couple white papers or a couple results one with Google, one with Facebook. But what I want to start with first, I want to get your impression on. I interviewed a 15-year-old kid named Matt, who's been here at NADA. Yeah, crazy.
Awesome.
I swear to God, you go to NADA. Watch. He's 15 years old. He lives in Southern California. His parents just got him a car, right? But they let him pick out the car.
He's 15.
He's 15. Well, I mean, do you have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are they?
Less than 2 years old.
Well, it's coming, bro.
Okay.
You're going to start buying them cars like when they're 13, right?
Oh, no.
So the thing was that if he was able to get his Eagle Scout for Boy Scouts. If he got that, yes, and he got it, he got to pick out a car that he wanted.
Oh,
right?
He deserves it, man.
So I asked him the process of picking out a vehicle. So I'm going to break the process down to you because it involves Google.
Okay.
And I want to ask you if this is a area that people need to focus on or if Matt is just a one-hit wonder. Because what he did is he went to Google and typed in what he wanted, which was like a Jeep something, right? Mm-hmm. When he entered, he went off first page SERP on just the links and went straight to Google Images. Straight to Google Images.
Yep.
And he started looking at the images and he was looking at the vehicles and he would click on one if he liked it and he would pull it down and put it into a folder, right?
Yeah.
What he ended up doing is he sent that folder then to his dad and his brother. So then they went through the specs on each one of the vehicles to see if it, he had no idea that if he was on Cars, Auto Trader,
right.
a dealership website, if he was even on a local dealership website,
right.
That's how he shopped for a vehicle. And that's what he did. Is how important are Google Images right now for Gen Z? Is that, if he's a one hit wonder here or is this something
I don't think so. And I don't think it's just to that generation. I think a lot of people do it. And really that's on the alt tags, on the images.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people just don't spend the time to do. They put up
that's
their
sliders.
That's
what I thought was the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. They put up their sliders. They put up their specials. They try to make them look all pretty, you know, but then they just don't take the simple step of putting what the heck the image is about.
Yeah.
You know? And as a result, it's not as difficult to rank high on those images as one might think, just because a lot of stores aren't doing it, you know?
He said the same thing about his friends, that they do the same. They use Google Images for almost everything. When he's trying to, he does cosplay costumes.
Uh-huh.
I learned a lot about Matt and I became boys, man. He's telling me about, you know, he's making an Iron Man costume and he needed to know like the color gauge on the certain piece of the Iron Man thing.
Right.
Went straight to Google Images and was pulled those off too and looked at those. So
nice.
You agree that dealers aren't doing that?
Yeah,
and they're missing
not,
out?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For sure stores are missing out on that. I mean, that's one of the easiest areas they can go ahead and pay attention to for SEO. And just it's a good practice to have on in there. Now the other problem, though, too, is that you get a lot of dealers or partners of the dealerships that are downloading images from Google and using them in advertisements when they should not be doing that. They're not licensed to do that. They're not allowed to do that. And that opens up a huge area of liability for the dealership and the advertiser. So I think it's good for the dealership to go ahead and make sure that they're ranking well in Google Images and the other imaging sites, but they got to be careful that when they do advertise that they're only using official images. So,
nutty.
There's been a few stores that got busted in the past 18 months that made it to the news. So.
Just on the SEO side of things, how many, you give me just a rough percentage of dealerships that are doing it themselves in-house, do you think? Optimizing their own website.
You know, that's, I don't know how many are actually spending the time to do it in-house per se. I can say this for sure. Definitely not enough because there's a lot of rookie mistakes being made out there. And I think it just really comes down to time. You know, the stores being able to spend the time, not just from an SEO standpoint, but also to make sure their sites are built right or designed right for the consumer experience, you know, from the phone, from the mobile device. You know, it's so easy to set it and forget it, a website, but you really got to be able to spend the time to hunker down and
right.
get it done right and keep it updated, you know.
Tell me a little bit about why Google included Turnkey Marketing, your company.
Yes.
In this, what exactly was it that Google released?
Yeah, so about a year and a half ago or so, Google started talking about an item called the Google Dealer Playbook. And it was an idea was to go and put together a playbook for dealers of best practices on in there for Google paid search and display and video advertising, all that. They then renamed the book to from Google Dealer Playbook to Google Dealer Guidebook. And that's always a fun reason of how that happened. People can Google that and find out why. But they came out with the most recent iteration of the Google Dealer Guidebook. And they included us. Well, only, actually, we're the only automotive agency got included in there. And they featured a case study with the store that we had, represent on in there. Mm-hmm. And they made us part of the official Google Dealer Guidebook. And,
did you know this was going to happen?
No. We did not ask them for it. We didn't talk to them about it. One day they said, hey, congratulations. You are now part of it. And I thought it was really exciting because, you know, we just try to stay true to making sure that our clients at best in class, transparent, you know, lead generation based strategies, and it was really cool because, you know, we got
recognized. And all the results were positive, of course, for Turnkey Marketing and what you were doing with your partner.
The dealership. Yeah, it talks about a massive increase in ROI on in there, measures all down to the sale.
Right.
So it's really neat stuff. It's not a case study on getting more clicks. It was a case study on getting more transactions and business at the dealership.
Because
the
clicks is the old, that's
yeah,
the
clicks,
yeah,
KPI. Out with the clicks, yeah.
Yeah, nice, right?
Yeah.
So we're live on Facebook, right? Oh. Sean Hayes has been joining us for every one of these. Sean, you're a car guy. Awesome. I don't know if you know Sean, you got to connect with Sean, right?
I do not know.
You got to, yeah. This guy, this is really amazing. I talked about it in my session. He uses Facebook Live. He's just, you know, sells cars.
Yep.
Every morning he goes out on the lot with his selfie stick and does a morning meeting with like thousands of dealers.
Smart.
Dealers, you know, just regular employees. I know that you guys are into the, I mean, digital spaces where you're at. I mean, you also do, you know, print. You're a full-fledged agency basically for car. Is it just this vertical or do you guys work out of the
no we're in other verticals as well, but automotive is our primary vertical.
It is. How long have you been doing this? I mean, I know I've known you since the Ava days, but
16 years
with Turnkey has been 16.
Hasn't
been that long.
We started in 2002 and we made it through some of the most exciting times and challenging times and exciting times. You know, it's been fun for the past 16 years.
Tell me about, this is more in my wheelhouse, but give me, one of your executives told me about a Facebook also study that came out.
Yeah, so this actually just happened a few days ago. We became the first automotive agency for Facebook to do a success story on, a case study on there.
Really?
And that too was, we're real into making sure that advertising, regardless of what platform it's on, gets measured down to the transaction level. You know, so just, you know, the old
is that your KPI? Is that your result? That
well, yeah, because transaction. You know, I need to know how people came into the store. I need to know how many people called the store, of course, and submitted a lead and all that. But what I really need to know is how much business was generated as a result of the advertising itself, direct results. I'm not talking, you know, complex attribution models or everybody's trying to take credit for everything. I want to know legitimately what does actually take credit. So Facebook went ahead and did a success story on us, featured some of our large dealer partners in there, you know, many very, you know, top 10 dealerships in the nation for volume. But that was a very exciting one, too, because they could have gone to anybody for that, you know, to public. Facebook had the choice. They went to us. And so it's been such a fun ride for us in this, you know, recently past, you know, month and a half or so. So we got Google, we got Facebook, and we didn't, again, these weren't things that we sought out from them from a marketing standpoint. It was, we got blessed with being represented by it. So it's really cool. So we're very appreciative to Google and Facebook for this.
The dealers that are out there, right, and they're not using a third-party agency or marketing team or, I want to say, partner, vendor. I mean, the words are all the same. What are some pain points that a dealership is running through right now that they may want to go ahead and consider partnering up somebody like Turnkey? You know.
Yeah. I think that there's probably two main things that I'm seeing really consistently that a lot of stores need help with. One, it's making sense of what they already have.
Okay.
It's not necessarily always add more and spend more and need more and, you know, that kind of just more. It's what the heck do you already have right now and what's actually working? And for that, you really need vendors, partners, you know, that are very proficient in this space to help make that conversation happen, put it all together. The other side too, it's a, you know, again, on what do you do with the process and once the people get to your website? You know, that just keeps getting lost over and over.
Once they get on the website?
Yeah. And then from there.
Are you guys auditing websites? Are you looking at this? Are you looking at
this? Yeah. And then what happens with that traffic as it flows down into the CRM to, you know, what sources are performing better, that type of stuff. And then a really neat thing I've seen a few stores do successfully now, and more finally doing it, is lead distribution based upon the performance of that lead by an individual salesperson.
Okay.
So
explain that to me.
Yeah, so this is pretty exciting. So let's say that I get leads from a certain provider, and you know, you get, you say they're USAA leads, okay?
All
right, and you know, you close them really well, but my other salesperson doesn't close them really well. A lot of stores don't dig that deep. They just say, hey, this lead either closes at this percent or doesn't. Well, it might be that you close them so well because you're a veteran.
Right.
Okay? So you should be the one getting those leads.
Not round robin that thing.
Exactly. Right. So you bring it down to the individual's performance. And now you have new KPIs from the store to go ahead and hold their internal staff accountable as well, too. So now you get everything working together.
Huh.
So it gets a little bit on the process side, but it's exciting.
Well, I think that that's been a key word that's been used in almost every, except for with Matt, my 15-year-old guest that was on earlier, is process. Glenn Posh was just up here a little while ago, was talking about process. Was it three tillers or three peers or pillars? Was like process, and then accountability. Mm-hmm. So I think that you're right on line with that kind of way of thinking. Absolutely. What do you see on accountability, keeping a dealership accountable? What's the first thing you see that is a challenge with the dealership website? Like when you dive into it brand new, you're going to take a look at a CEO just got one just for you know, S's and G's.
Yep.
You look at it. What's the one thing that just bothers you right now that they're just having challenges with?
You know, they look at their website from their desktop all day long, and they don't pick up their phone and just say, is this easy to navigate? Is
yeah.
Because we can get all the complex, I mean, really in-depth data targeting. You know, we're Oracle Elite Data Partner, all that stuff. But we can get all this stuff from Facebook and Google.
Hold on a second. Drop that name. Just picking up with the Oracle. I heard that Oracle coming there.
Well, you hear all these, you know, different tools out there, right?
Yeah.
And so the challenge isn't so much getting more and more and more. It's going in and just the basics. I mean, really the basics. Get in there. Does my site look right on the phone? Can I navigate? Can I contact? Can
just
I see the
stuff?
Inventory? Yeah, you get the basics down, and now you have a foundation you can do all the gee whiz bane stuff on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What do you guys, forgive me, because I know you guys, when I invite you to come up here and talk to me, I know that you want to educate and nobody wants to pitch, right? It's just kind of an awkward situation if I come out and say, so what do you guys do, right? You know, turnkey. But what immediate, if what kind of dealerships are using you? Like what dealer partnerships, like what besides just their website not performing right, their processes not being set up, are we talking like pay-per-click advertising? Are we talking about, we're talking about social media as well.
Yep.
We're talking a full digital agency, and also you do mail,
so we do paid search, social management, social advertising, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you name it. We're actually the agency launch partner for the Snapchat targeting now for automotive. All
just that other name just dropped?
It wasn't intentional.
No, it's fine, man. I just like...
But, you know, you got the social side, the SEO, you know, definitely SEO is very important. A lot of people aren't paying attention to their SEO, you know, because it's been so easy to drive traffic from paid advertising, and in some cases it's easier, you know, where SEO...
And we just found out earlier, you know, all tags on images.
Yeah. Still, you know, vast majority of traffic, you know, where people click on Google at least. We also do a lot of direct mail as well, too, integrated on in with the digital. And then also we have a whole kind of more of a consulting side for the store. So we're a little bit
What's a consulting? Like sales consulting or advertising consulting?
Yeah,
or?
Well, from their digital marketing side.
Yeah.
So we will work with dealerships that use other providers, and we work with the store, and you know, we have a whole division set up for it. It's a completely unbiased way where we work with the stores to just help them get more of what they have. Because they might have a relationship that, you know, they appreciate, they respect, and it works best for them. You know, a lot of stores use us for really making all this work together. So most of the stores we work with, it's not like we only do their SEM or social.
Right.
We usually do everything for them on an
app.
So
I do want to ask you the question that actually pays our bills here at Modern Dealership from Auto Alert with Mike DeLay. Mike DeLay and Sean Stapleton dropped a press release earlier in the week. I know you've been busy, and I know, but just to kind of shorten it down, we have opened our API. With Auto Alert now. We are now integrating with other companies, Dealer Teamwork being the first company that we're given full API access to. We're working with a company that you know well, Conversica, with AI. The question that he wanted me to ask the leaders, the industry leaders that I'm speaking to, is that can you think of any other companies out there that you think would be a good match with you know, merging in with Auto Alert and use that data?
Because a turkey marketing?
Yeah, turkey, is that a good one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
like, there's so much data out there, right? The stores have so much data in their own CRMs. There's data partners out there that give us information. As we've seen in national news, it's available out there. But we as dealerships and marketers of dealerships can really use effectively. I think the more the vendors in the industry play ball together, open APIs, be able to share information, that's going to raise the game. You know, all ships rise with the tide, right?
Yep.
I think it's going to raise the game on up there. It's going to help everyone do a better job for the stores. And it's, I mean, absolutely.
So turnkey.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to give you a second if you have any other ones. By the way, can you check and see how my stock's doing with Cambridge Analytica? I checked it this morning. It was a little flat, but I'm hoping for a rebound. Can you check that? Also, check my Facebook stock. You got that one? That one's been weird. I think it's just a fluke. It's just something that happened, right? So I want to thank you for coming on and discussing this. First of all, if somebody wants to get a hold, and we're going to put this in the notes and make a nice article out of this as well. If somebody wants to get a hold of that, the Google information that was sent out through Google and their case study, and also the Facebook case study, where can they go to find out that information?
Yeah, so they can go to, if they want it all in one place, they can go to our website, which is tkmkt.com. We tried to be smart and make a really short version of our name, turnkeymarketing.com.
But if you Google turnkey marketing,
they can just Google turnkey marketing, go to our site. In the blog section right there, we have both the case studies with links that actually go directly to Google, where they can see where Google published, and also links to Facebook, where they saw Facebook published. They can also go to Think with Google on Google site, and on Facebook, they can go to Facebook Business Success Stories, and they'll see them on over there for those case studies, and then, of course, our contact info there.
And the last thing I'm just going to bring up to you is a request or anything like that. 2 weeks, I'm going to be speaking at the Innovative Dealer Summit in Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
I'll be speaking on Generation Z, kind of what I had with Matt before. Tim Jackson in the Colorado Auto Dealers Association invited me out. I'd love if there's anybody on your executive team that needs to make it out to Denver to spend some time with me or anything like that. Just let me know. We'll meet up.
You asked me about my last name earlier. Yeah. And here's a fun little fact. If you go to Denver, the whole area, the Denver area, there's about 8 or 9 different properties that have our last name on it. They're part of the National Historic Registry. In fact, used to be the Tivoli Opera House, now called the Tivoli Brewery, a real famous place in Denver. And that my great-great uncles designed it.
So it is relation?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Huh. So it's a neat little place there.
I was trying to get you a trip to Denver.
I like that.
Just saying. I'm just trying to get you.
I know the perfect executive sign out over there.
This is Drake at Turnkey Marketing. You got to check it out. There's some really good information. I'm saying the first thing you to go is just check out the case studies with Facebook and Google. And I know you're busy, man, and I appreciate you coming by. Oh, I do have one last question.
Sure.
How distracting is it to have 15 massage chairs right next door to your booth at NAD? Are you losing your staff going over there all day long?
No, they should be paying us commission because a lot of the people that signed us up with us at the show ended up buying those massage chairs.
Really?
So we kind of opened them up, got used to swiping the credit card, and they went right to the massage chair.
Do they have a show special going on right now? Because
they do.
Want to go check it out.
And what they told me, it's a couple $1,000 less than the advertised price because they don't want to ship those back home.
Right.
So they want to ship them out of here.
Of course they do. So, got to go.
It is working.
They're still going to throw me on the ceiling.
They will. They're not cheap.
You find a salesperson that will drop their pants on the first pencil over there, I'll maybe buy one on the spot.
I'll work on that.
Perfect. Drake with Turnkey Marketing. We're going to come back. I think we have maybe one or two interviews left.